Councilman Jeff Paddock, thank you so much for joining us today.
Virginia, nice to be here.
So you returned from a trip to Oakland a few weeks ago for a conference related to the National League of Cities grant that the city is participating in. Just tell us a little bit about why you went and what you learned.
Right. Well, this was sponsored by the National League of Cities, and it was called the Conference on the Status of Black Male Achievement. And it was certainly an experience that I valued quite a bit and learned quite a bit about. One of the main themes, if you will, is, you know, how do we work together to break the cycle of violence, to break the cycle of drugs and gangs and shootings and so on. It was a good opportunity in a seminar basis to kind of learn from other folks, you know, what some of their strategies are. And I think one of the things that, you know, I walked away from, one of the biggest issues for young black men is a lack of hope. I think we need to obviously reach people at an earlier age, particularly young men. And I have some strategies that we talked about during that process.
And what are those strategies?
Well, I think obviously some that are of common sense and come to mind, and I think things that we do pretty well here in Fort Wayne. And of course, part of the strategy that we all know is reaching children when they're very, very young, encouraging their parents, perhaps even with prenatal care, with early child care, with early education. We've seen more of an interest here in Indiana in the last few years for more support for preschool. Encouraging mentorships as one is going through an educational process, particularly if they are in a home that's struggling. The schools can't do this all on their own.
Did you see any cities that were getting it right? And are they implementing these same strategies that you have in mind?
I think so. One of the things, we've had a couple of on-site visits, and one particularly struck me called Youth Uprising. That is similar to, I think, a great Boys and Girls Clubs, where we see, like here in Fort Wayne, good places to go for children after school, more after school activities. Another thing, Virginia, that I was particularly taken with was this apprenticeship program. That's one thing that I would like to see us, and one thing I think we as city council members, the mayor, can work on directly. More apprenticeships. We have a number of wonderful trade unions here. You know, we've got the plumbers and steam fitters and the sheet metal workers that can assist in apprenticeships.
This issue of our African-American men falling behind, it isn't a new issue that we're facing. It's certainly nationwide as well as here at home in Fort Wayne. What do you see as the barriers to closing that achievement gap?
Right. I think on the city level, have to work very hard to bring in the kinds of jobs that will accept these young folks into the workforce. You know, there's no one answer to again, breaking the cycle of drugs and violence, but it's a combination of things that I think we're doing pretty well, but we need to really put more effort into.
So let's talk about jobs. The unemployment rate in Fort Wayne, it's about 5.7%. At last count, that's roughly double for African-American folks here in town. You know, efforts have certainly been made by you and the council towards job creation, but is the council ready to address a particular community when you're trying to rail in jobs?
You know, we like to point out that the city really is not in the business of creating jobs, but we'd like to create an atmosphere for the private sector to come in and bring jobs. You know, we just had the announcement here because of an economic development incentive, we're going to be able to have better airline service serving Fort Wayne that will bring in jobs. And I think if we kind of take a similar approach to how we want to really focus in on an area of the community where we want to see job development, that's something I would like to pursue.
And I believe many would say that a barrier to creating those employment opportunities on the Southeast is the issue of the underdevelopment. So is that something that is a priority? It's certainly on your radar, but can we expect to see any changes there?
Sure, I think so. I think we're doing that to some degree with affordable housing. We have Parkview building a health clinic in that area of town, which I think is very important. We're trying to do well as far as infrastructure. We're going to be seeing the McMillan Center. You know, recreation is important here, too. That's part of the whole equation. The McMillan Center has just gone under a multi-million dollar renovation here. We put some legacy money into that a few months ago, and that's I think that's going to be a major point of pride here in the southeast part of the city that will help perhaps serve as a catalyst for other development. And now we need to maybe focus on an employer that might come in.
Jobs are certainly important, but a big part of this NLC project is about making a comprehensive strategy to address the issue of Black male achievement. Who is doing that? Who on the right. city's end is doing that, is responsible for that?
Well, Mayor Henry had appointed a commission on the status of Black males here a couple of years ago, and Andre Patterson is the chairman of that. And I think what is a next step, particularly after the conference in Oakland, is probably for us to convene and take a look at some of these ideas and how we implement more strategies.
What do you hope that that strategy includes?
Well, I think, again, a comprehensive program of how we are reaching more people with healthcare and early childhood education and mentorships are particularly important to me.
That's about all the time we have for today. Fort Wayne Councilman Jeff Panik, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.